Blog Talk Radio.
Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it was die. But ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Only do it, you say you would. Fight your battles for you, they gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Only do it, yes you will. Anybody tell you something different, you know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out, it's only his grace. Only do it, you say you would. So I trust him at all times.
I'm about to lose it again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there again. I just call on Jesus, my friend. Get me back in line one more time, cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting. Need your whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses, cause they're always on time.
What God has to do for you, stop taking a break from him.
You know, what do you do? You take time out away from the Lord. Somebody said, what are you saying? Any time that you know God is somewhere and you can be there, it kind of behoove you to try to be there to support God's love. But that's what he done for us. He did something for us, and some of us know it right today. It wasn't nothing on yesterday that we did something so great that he allowed us to be here. We tried our best to do the things to serve him, and sometime or another we fall short. But I love the Lord. Trust me, I believe that he heard our cry. And matter of fact, he pitied every groan. As long as we live, trouble rides. That's a song, but you hear the words in the song? There are some things that you love, and sometimes that love that you love that person or what you call that make you feel the way you love. But boy, when you have a love for God, there are some times you're going to have some good times. There are going to be some times, my brothers and sisters, you're going to have to get on them knees and you're going to have to call on the Lord and you're going to have to call on the Lord and you're going to have to call on the Lord and you got to do one thing I would ask you to do is allow him to talk. Allow him to say something back. There are many times people give all the words to God, but never sit still enough to let him speak. So I thank God for the Holy Ghost. I thank him for what he got in store for the church today. I think the scripture reading today will be coming from Ephesians. You know, I don't know if anybody have anything else. I thank you, Martha, for your encouragement. I thank you for the text you sent this morning. I thank you because you and your sister and your nephew and his wife and their kids, you know, we still feasting off of how you guys came by, you know. And it took time out of y'all busy schedule for having a family day and came by and worshiped with us. That goes a long way with our church. Rev, know what I'm talking about. And I know what I'm saying because I understand how it went, what happened to get it to come together. See, only God can do something. See, the pandemic messed a lot of people up in church. It messed a lot. It had messed the people up so bad that they didn't test themselves from God. Help me, Holy Spirit. They have gone on in life and been out of church a long time. And watch this here. Some of them don't even worship and fellowship like they used to. I want to tell you this morning, if you're on that path that you haven't been in worship, there is a different spirit than when you're in worshiping with God. When you can get into the church, I'll help me, Holy Spirit. When you can get in the church, get in church, because there's no other feeling about being in a physical building where you can worship when all you're on one accord, you can feel that Holy Spirit. And I'm telling you right now, there's a different presence when you're in there and you can feel it. Because right now you can, cell phone, they'll dial in, but they really ain't on, my brother and sister. So they got so busy, somebody might put them on the back line. But let me tell you this, I'm telling you, you're in the church, you don't get pulled to the side, but sometimes your thoughts might wander. But I want to tell you this morning, try the Lord. Let the Lord lead you today. Let him guide you in this everyday walk we call Christian walk. There is some days that you're going to have to lean more on God than you ever have, and we are living in that kind of time. But I want to deal with this Ephesians for a minute, chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. I don't know if anybody wants any prayer before I pray. You know, anybody want to say something before we get into the lesson? It's a good time to say if you want to. All you have to do is hit the one button if you want to do that. I want to know, can you hear me with a dog? I don't have no sidekick with me. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, bro. Good morning.
Okay, because I don't want to be talking that long and don't know about and nobody, you know what I'm saying?
Good morning.
What you said, John?
Good morning.
Hey,
you said, brother, nothing? Okay.
I said good morning. I was just saying good morning.
I've been on the radios and Black Lines and I heard dudes talk for about a whole 30 minutes, and he thought he was on, he thought you can hear him, but you couldn't. He was on mute. Something was going on, you know. So I don't want to talk no 30 minutes and nobody didn't hear me, you know. So thank y'all guys for helping me, let me know that you hear me, you know. For before we get in, you got anything? Or you got noise? How you going?
I'm trying to give me about 5 minutes. I won't have all that noise.
You good. So we just thank God for the Holy Spirit. We press on and we thank God for the love. We thank y'all for starting your day off and trying to come to the point to say, I want to start my day off in this way. Some might be the first time. Some might have been here every day that we do it. We just ask you to keep us in prayer as we do this thing. Let me pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come in the most humble smile we know how, Lord. We come thanking you, Father God, for the things you already have done and about to do in this ministry, Lord. We ask you, Father God, for forgiveness for any sin we have done, known and unknown. Lord, bless us today, Lord, that the word go forth, Lord, that it touch someone's heart. Lord, they might ask, what must I do to be saved? Or how can I get closer to you? Or maybe, Lord, they didn't fail short and they need someone to stand in the gap with them in prayer. Lord, let it be the ministry that this morning, Lord, to touch someone's heart, Lord. Lord, we just thank you for your ever presence, that you always be here, Lord. We come today about love. We come today, Father God, that you loved us before we even loved you or even know anything about you, Lord. And you sent your darling son down here who died for us so we can have this, what we call, broadcast of God's plan. Lord, thank you, Father God, for all the traveling graces that you've been giving to the ones that are traveling these highways and byways. Some people, they get mind and hooked up on a lot of things right now, Lord, and they probably not even focus on you, Lord. But, Lord, we pray for the ones who don't even pray for themselves, Lord. Cover them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let your love spread abroad, Lord. Let them know there's a quickened spirit, and all they have to do is just say, call on your name, and you will hear them, and you will answer their prayer, Lord. Help us, Lord, that we see you more and stay closer to you. And this we pray always in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. The record was written over 2,000 years ago in Ephesians chapter 2. And you had a quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. Where in time past, you walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the earth, the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said it was a time. Help me, Holy Spirit. That we, when we were walking in the spirit of the world, we were walking around here, and sin, and deep sin, but God seen our trespass. God seen the sin, and he'll open us up and allow us to see him. And once we see him, that walking we were doing in the past, we don't do it anymore. Help me, Holy Spirit. There's a spirit will take over you. If you don't watch it, there is a spirit of disobedience. There's a spirit that disobedience. Men have got so busy in life, my brother. They have got so busy in life. And now they done got smarter than God, my brother. They done got so smart that they can figure out how to trick their way through this life. But let me tell you something. That trespassing is transgression. That is the sin that God already gave us early in the years. And when he told us that The only thing we can do with that sin at that time is take a dove, take some pigeons, watch this, brethren, and go to the altar, bullock, and cut the head off and let the blood go. We sacrifice, and we sacrifice for atonement. And then as soon as we leave there, we do the same thing again. Help me, Holy Spirit. I want to say this here. He said we walked like that before. That's what the scripture just said. If I can correctly read this again. You ought to be a difference about yourself when you come over here. It ought to be a difference. Somebody said, what you talking about? Are you talking about telling me since you've been over here, you ain't never made, I'm not saying I made no mistake. I'm talking about my practices is more trying to stay with the Lord than I was my flesh. Look what he said again. I'm going to make sure I got it right. And ye, he said, have he quickened. I said, ye have, I'm going to put the word in there, have he quickened. That means he made alive. Who were dead in trespass and sin. Where in time past you walk accordingly, watch this, Reverend, to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the earth, the spirit that now working in the children of disobedience, Reverend. He said, there was a time, Reverend. Now, I'm not going to put this on you, but there was a time when men didn't follow God wholly,
come on,
fully. But Jesus was telling us just then, and Paul was trying to express it through Jesus in his writing, letting us know that it was a time that you were very disobedient. He said you walked like that, but God brought you out of that. That quickened means he brought you to life. He brought you out of that course of walking in the same as, watch this here, Reverend. There ought to be a difference when you walk in now, Reverend. It ought to be, people ought to know you ought to be guilty of walking with the Lord. People ought to see you, and that's why they always say this one thing. I'll say, I just don't think you should be there. I think you should do something different, because that's, you might be thinking, Reverend, you might be thinking that's somebody else. That is God giving you a warning from the landlord. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
oh, you might catch that later on, Reverend. He giving you a warning from a landlord. Reverend, what you saying, Reverend? You know, some people have, they go and rent stuff, Reverend, and they lease stuff, and then they leasing and renting the stuff, Reverend. The landlord can come by and fix whatnots, you know what I'm talking about. You might have a water heater problem, you know, in your house, and he'll come, because he didn't sell it to you, he got to fix it, you know. You might, the ceiling fan might not be working, he'll come over and fix it. So he'll give you a notice and let you know, I'm going to come by. If you're going to not be there, at least give me a text, a call, because I don't want to come in while you're indecent, right? So when I come in, help me, Holy Spirit, and when I come in, I want you to know that I'm coming to fix dust, you know. The landlord giving you a time to get yourself right. So when the landlord come, Reverend, you know what I'm talking about, he don't want to catch you undone, if I can say it like that, Reverend. He don't want to come in. So God has a quickened spirit, right? So he put his son properly in you, that you change when you receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. There is a change, and you need to hear that change, Reverend. You need to hear that change, Eric. You need to hear when God said that's not right. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So then your disobedience will turn to obedience. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. it'll turn to holiness. It was what I'm trying to say, in Christ. Help me, Lord. And watch how he does it, Reverend. Let me look at Matthew right quick. Let me look at Matthew 7 and 26. He said, and everyone that hear this saying of mine and do them not, watch, Reverend, shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, Reverend. And then the rain descended and the floods came and the wind blew and beat upon the house, and it fell, and watch this, Reverend, and a great was fall of it. A man taking the house, building the house on saying. Somebody said, well, we don't do that in up north. We don't do that maybe in the east. Maybe still in the south, some of these people still got prayer beam homes, Reverend. You know, they don't have no, they don't have a slab, you know, like a mm-hmm. concrete slab. They build them on, raise them up, some of them probably by like, we're going to say about 18 inches under the house, right, on some bricks and,
yeah.
and beams, right, and holding it up, help me, Holy Spirit. But he, mm-hmm. but they build off into the ground, so that beam probably go in the ground almost 7 to 8 feet in the ground, because it's in a hole of a house, remember? So he
right.
built it so it wouldn't be after 50 years, after 30 years, it won't start cracking, your walls start coming apart, because you, as it settled, help me, Holy Spirit, he looks at it and put it in the right foundation, same way as you take Jesus, help me, Holy Spirit, and you try
mm-hmm.
to know that he didn't brought you out of that darkness into that light. Now, I'm dealing with the transgression. I'm dealing with the sin. He didn't brought you out of there. Now that you shouldn't be the one walking with disobedience now. You should be the one that said, Lord, help me. Well, I'm weak here. You know what I'm talking about, Reverend. So you build
mm-hmm.
your house on something, on a foundation that you know that you can trust. So same way with your spiritual life. Build your house, this earthly vessel you in, build it on something that you know once you leave this body that you have somewhere in turn to live in, and prayerfully it is with him. Help me, Holy Spirit. I'm
yeah.
glad when I say this. He said, watch this in Ephesians now. Among whom also we all have our conversation, help me, Holy Spirit, in time past, watch this, Reverend, in the lust of our flesh. Fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and whereby the nature, here where we go now, the children of wrath, even as others. I need to do that one more time so you can make sure you understand what I'm saying. Who also we all have our conversation, that means our walk. That means how we walk, Reverend. Not the how you just talking. It means how you walk, Reverend. He said, in time past, in lust of our flesh, and fulfilled of the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by the nature of the children of wrath, even as others. I'm going to tell you something. When you are in the spiritual realm, right, when you are walking in God, look how this thing works, Reverend. Look how it truly works. When you are walking in God, it calls you to consider your walk. It calls you to look at things. If you find yourself lusting behind something, if you find mm-hmm. yourself lusting behind the flesh, it calls yourself to, some of us now, prayerfully, then if we do fall to this, Reverend, then God speak to us and we turn that thing around, Reverend. But then
yeah.
sometimes God had to do something to make you turn around. Sometimes it's an open shame. Help me, Holy Spirit, that you can hear
mm-hmm.
him so you can turn that thing around. But I love the Lord, Reverend, that he comes to us and show us that natural man, the wrath
yes.
that he has for us, and he let us see the, you know, that fulfillment that you had in that desire of that flesh. It's just for a moment, Reverend. It's just for a
mm-hmm.
moment. Reverend,
mm-hmm.
it has to pass. Once you encounter with God, and you keep playing with that flesh, soon that flesh is going to take over, Reverend. It's going to take over
yes,
the
sir.
Lust you want. And then if you don't fight it, then you're welcoming in. Help me, Holy Spirit. It'll
mm-hmm.
welcome you in. Somebody said, well, I don't have a lusting problem. I don't have the lust. He is not only talking about the flip from a male to a female. Watch this, Reverend. Or a male to a male, or a female to
mm-hmm.
a female. He is talking about something that you take and have desire of, and put it before him. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You lust behind it, and you know it is a sin. Help me, Holy Spirit. That it caused you to take your mind in some ways that you shouldn't have your heart at. Help me, Holy Spirit. So when you move into that area and you find yourself there, pray. Ask God for strength. Ask God
yeah.
to help you in that, in where you weak in. And I know one thing about it, man. Sometimes that old feeling can be good one time, Reverend. It can be good twice, Reverend. But I'm going to tell you something. It's not worth going the route that we said running this race in vain. I mean, you've been walking with the Lord. You've been singing with the Lord. You've been preaching with the Lord. You've been going to school with the Lord. You've been doing things with the Lord. And one little lustful spirit, it ain't got to be no little, watch this, Reverend, no woman or man. It could be something that you lust behind and you know it's pulling you away from God. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
That thing can cause you to move. See, when people see flesh, when they hear the scripture, you know, then you know how to watch the people, Reverend. Well, you're trying to fix that for you. Now, I'm telling you, you cannot live any kind of way and serve God. Oh, I might as well tell you that. You can't live any kind of, if you got that kind of conviction, I want to tell you, I want to tell you what, I'm just going to tell you what the book said. Can I read that, Reverend, you don't mind? Look what the book said.
Sir.
He said, if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of truth, there remain no more sacrifice for sin. Help me, Holy Spirit. If you practicing and you are a practicing sinner, he said in the book of Hebrews 10 and 26, you lose your sacrifice of sin. So if you're doing that, that's what he's telling us right here in the book. He's telling us if you're walking by the nature of a child around, even as others have, my brother, you will get the rewards of what your deeds is. If you live in it, you would die. I'm going to get somewhere in a minute, y'all. It seems like the conviction there, but Reverend, what is the mercy? Help me, Holy Spirit. Let me walk with myself with this one there. He said, I hear the conviction there. Now, what is the hope in it? How can I find myself out of this sin and so I can find myself with some things I know I can make it? I can try to get through this thing. I'm telling you on the Bible. The Bible said if you practicing this and you wake up every morning and doing this and not having a conscience of God or the Holy Spirit urging you and tugging on you and compelling you to hear him, watch this, my brother. He will lead you over to that. We learned that yesterday, Reverend. He'll lead you to it.
Right.
Will he lead you to it, Reverend? He'll let you stay right where you at. Now watch this. I'm going to try to run. And when I say this, I'm running real, real, real fast. Look what it says, but God. I like this.
Mm-hmm.
I love this book, man.
Come on
but
now.
But God, who is rich in
come
mercy,
on now.
For, his, yeah. for his great love. That's what I like about this book. He said, for his great love, were with his
great
love with us. Even when we were dead in sin, help me, Holy Spirit, have quickened us together with Christ by grace. What you said? You are saved. I want to get you there now. I want to tell you, you just ain't going to do enough in this old body. Does that sound pretty good to you? You just ain't going to do it.
Right.
You can't do enough in this body to make it to heaven. It's been told and been said, Jesus came down through 42 generations for you and I to be saved. Now, if it was not so, right, watch this, Reverend. It could have been still, you could have been still taking bullocks, pigeons, and animals and slayed them at the altar and try to get, atonement for your sin. But Jesus came and wiped all that out of the way. He split the church in half when he went on Calvary. That's what he's saying right here. He, for God's mercy, it's so rich, my brothers and sisters. He got more than what you can ever imagine that he had for you. He did it while you was yet in sin. Brothers, he did this and loved you while you and I was in sin. And he took that and he loved us. He loved us so much. The Bible said this, not me, but because we do it. But can I read it one more time, Reverend? Because every time we read it, it seems like it's a cliche, right? But let me do it anyway. He says right there. Look, he said, let me back up and do this. Verily, verily, I say unto you, this is John 3:11. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, he said, we speak. Hell, Bill. Well, look at this book. I love the book. See, the book ain't going to have you look like no fool, Reverend. He said, we speak that we do know. That's why I like the book. And testify that we have seen and receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, here we go, Reverend, and believe not, how shall we ye believe if I tell you heavenly things? Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
This stuff is getting deep now, really. You know what he said? He said, you struggle with things on the earth, I tell you. Then I'm going to start thinking about what's in this heaven that was prepared for you. How am I? You ain't going to be able to receive it because you're looking at the natural. Then he said, and no man have sinned into heaven but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, mm-hmm. which is in heaven. Watch this here. And as Moses lift up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Help me, Holy Spirit. That whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I'm almost home, y'all. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn, Reverend, to condemn the world. But what I just said, but that the world through him might be saved. He didn't come
here
to send Jesus down here to the condemner. He sent Jesus down here to bring us back to him. Help me, Holy Spirit. Because it was a time when Adam and Eve walked this earth and sin wasn't in here, man. They walked naked. They didn't know they was naked. They didn't know no sin until they did what he disobedient. It wasn't just because they ate the off the knowledge and the a tree of good and evil. They disobeyed what he said. When you disobey what God said, chastisement will come. And ever since Adam and Eve disobeyed Jesus, we've been in sin ever since. So Jesus had to come. Help me, Holy Spirit. He had to come and put my hand in your hand in God's hands again. So now when he said no man can pluck you out of my hand, help me, Holy Spirit. What he saying there, Reverend? He's saying that as long as you trust in me, as long as you put me in your day, watch this, Reverend, day and night worshiping, don't you know no man can move you? Because if your mind is on Jesus, help me, Holy Spirit. I know I'm right about it. If your mind is on Jesus, how can you move from God when your mind on Jesus? Only time you leave Jesus is when your mind on the foolishness and you're outside his will. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Come on.
Now, Reverend, you hear what I said, Reverend? He said, I like that. I like that book, man. He said it, man. Let me finish this thing so I go home. He said, I'm back over here in Ephesians, even when we were dead in sin, he quickened us together, brother, with Christ. That's what I'm talking about. By his grace, you are saved. And he raised us together and made us sit, help me, together in heavenly places in Christ. Now, this is what he was talking about early over in John. He's speaking about some heavenly thing. Now, don't look at this thing as a natural. Look at it in the spirit. Now, he's saying we done came out this body, really. Help me, Holy Spirit. So, because when you in the service, I wish I could get that mother to hit the phone. I wish I could get Brother Nutter to hit it. I got Reverend on here. He can brother. When you in the spirit, when the worshiping going up, when the praise coming, and the word been preached and teach, brother, you don't remain the same. Your mind, your heart, your soul feels an urge, and you can feel the mother of the earth. You can feel yourself almost like you want to leave. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Because your flesh is sitting there or maybe standing there, but your spiritual man is reaching for heaven. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It's reaching for the things that come from heaven. Your source is Jesus. Now, watch this, Reverend.
Yeah.
He said, because by grace you are saved and have raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ. That in the age to come, he might show the exceedingly riches of his grace. Oh, help me. Oh, this stuff getting good here. In his kindness towards us through what? Christ Jesus. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, I'm almost home, y'all. I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart, if we could just tap in the simplicity, the simple understanding of the scripture, and stop trying to stretch this stuff and make us we so smart. If we could just take it so simple and believe, all we have to do is confess. Help me, Holy Spirit. All we have to do is confess Help me, Holy Spirit. I can't do it for you. Really can't do it for you. All you have to do is confess. Can I do that again, Reverend? All you have to do is confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus. And look what it said. And you, that God has raised him from the dead. Now, you got to believe this now, right? From the heart. And God has raised him from the dead. Thou shalt be saved, but with the heart. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
But with the heart, believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession into made into salvation. But the scripture said, whosoever believe on him should not be ashamed. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. If you get somewhere and you are ashamed of proclaiming God's love, if you get somewhere and you find yourself in some situation that you know that you got to speak, And you don't care who's there. If God urged you to tell somebody about him, I guarantee you he's going to give you what to say and the fortitude to stand and preach and teach his word or convey it. Now watch this when I say this now. I know all of us not preachers. I know all of us not teachers. But we are ambassadors for Christ. We are representing Christ. The way we represent it is how God gave it to you. I want to say this, and I'm going to say this in love. I'm telling you right now, he didn't come for the blacks only. He didn't come for the whites only. He didn't come for the Hispanic only. He didn't come for the Asian only. Let me do this again. But there is no difference between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord over all riches, I'm in the book, Reverend, unto all that call upon him. For whosoever ever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. All help me, Holy Spirit. He said, whoever call on him, if you're sincere from your heart, you are saved. Now watch what I do here, Brother Nelly. I don't know if you're trying to get in, but watch how I'm trying. We're trying to convey this to you, because when you have the love of God, the richness of his love, my God will have some dwelling in you, cause you looking at your enemy and telling them, I'm going to pray for you, and meaning from your heart, praying that God change your mind, change your heart, that when you look at somebody, you look at them through Jesus, because Jesus is working it out. As we talk, Jesus is carving some things out of you and I right now as we speak, Reverend. He's moving because he know our circumstances. He know our every mind, Brother Nathan. He know our every mind, God's plan. He's dealing with us right now. We're not coming over here just because we just had a social club. We coming over here because he can come right now. Help me, Holy Spirit. Where are you going to be when he comes? We don't know. But I know your heart better be where it needs to be at, and it needs to be on him. What I mean by this, but by grace, Reverend. Now, watch this, y'all. Are you saved through faith and not yourself? It is the gift of God. Watch this, Reverend. Not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Jesus unto good works, which God, watch this here, watch this, Reverend, before ordained that we should walk in them. Now, I'm going to leave it right there, but I want to stop right there. I want to let you know that you can't do enough, and don't let nobody tell you you're going to do it in this body and make it in. There's going to be some grace. We are, it's so much rich mercy there. It's going to open his arm. It's going to say, I seen you over there, Reverend. I seen you over there, Brother Nut. I seen you God's plan. I see you children of God. I see you trying. But it's going to be the blood.
Yes, sir.
I know you know four scriptures, Reverend Henry. I know you know two scriptures, Eric. I know you know six. Other brothers and sisters, what's going to get you in is the condition of the heart. If the man believes in his heart that Jesus died and rose. Now watch this, Reverend. Once you get this died and rose understanding down, then you start walking in it, Reverend. You try your best, even if you fall, you get back on up and say, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Help me right here. Lord, give me strength right here. Somebody said, well, Reverend, have you ever failed? Yes. Reverend, have you failed 10 times? Yes. Reverend, what did you do? Got back up. Ask God forgive. I'm not going to let nobody on me no sin. I ain't going to let you have that much rain on me. And I don't care how much school you done went to. I don't care how you can pronounce a word. I don't care how much you can put a sermon together. I don't care how you teach it. God has that say. He told me in his book that he had that say. He told us, and I'm going to go right back to that scripture, brother. Now, I don't know you're trying to get in. Just let me know when you want to get in. I'm cool. But I want to end it with this, Reverend, to say this here. I'm going to end it just like this, Reverend, and then I'm through. And, Brother, nothing. Watch this here. The scripture says, the same scripture in Romans, but I'm going to back up a little bit. He said, but the righteous, which is of faith, speak on this wise. Watch this, Reverend. But the righteousness, which of faith, speak on this wise, saying, not in their heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above. Or who shall descend, that's what he said, into the deep. That is to bring up Christ again from the deep. And nobody on this face of this earth have that much power to tell somebody they're going to heaven and hell. Now, your lifestyle can maybe put a little evidence there, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about? But we can't put you in there. I don't care how many times a preacher stand up here on a eulogy or somebody get up and talk about how good you was and what you did. Nobody knows the final say of God. Nobody do. Nobody knows the final judgment but God. But what we preach and what we teach is you try to live by faith. We tell you once you live by faith, some of the more incorrecting that you've been doing, the imperfection you have in your life, you'll start counseling yourself. You'll start saying, Lord, I know I can do better, Lord. Then you'll work on yourself and let God help you with it and guide you with his word. Prayer for my life that I know, I'm glad I learned from myself that no man can hold me to sin. Nobody can tell me I'm going to heaven or hell. Only God knows. But I do know for myself that I'm going because I believe in my heart that God did what he did to his son. He let him come here for us so we'd be quickened. Do you want to be still dead?
Yeah.
Do you still want to be dead? Do you still want to be dead? Come alive. How you come alive?
Man.
Make him Lord your life. Make him
That's
Lord
right.
your life. Allow the God to cover you with his wisdom that we don't know. We got this finite mind. We call ourselves, we got the ABCs, right? But sometimes we mess up that. But somebody had two more letters in there. I'm trying to figure them out now. But I'm going to tell you something. It's still the same. Just put the word together. I love you, and you can't do nothing about it. That's all I got, Brother Nutty.
Yeah.
I see you had hit that one button.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's a couple
quick.
Things going on. There's a couple of things going on this morning. Good morning, everybody, Reverend Heron, everybody, God.
Good morning. Good morning. God bless you.
I truly enjoy fellowshipping with y'all in Texas.
Man, God bless you.
The devil is trying me this morning. I'm glad I'm listening now because one of my customers, she had an attitude this morning, real bad. She always got one. She likes to wake up with one, but my skin started crawling. I had to catch myself. But God works with me. He working with me. I want to give my daily prayer. And sort of ties in what we was talking about, Romans 5 and 1. It says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, but whom also we have access by faith into the grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worked patiently, and patient experience with hope. And hope makes not ashamed. I mean, you ain't scared to stand up and say, God is my help. God is where I get my strength from. And you Amen. Word. And it said, hope make you not ashamed because of the love of God is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. And I'll give my inspiration word that it gave me, if I can get back to it. But, and it ties in, you know, it's in your heart. We was given the Holy Ghost. We choose sometimes to let that devil, he can get in your mind. He don't need but a crack. He just needs just a peek of that door open. Mm-hmm. It ain't got to be all the way open. He'll come to you.
Mm-hmm.
But the inspiration words say the natural man is born God's enemy and is at war with God in his heart. But even while we're yet enemy, God sent his son to die for us. Peace with God can only come when our sin, which we have offended him, are dealt with. That's confessing with your mouth and asking for forgiveness. That's what that means right there to me. And that can only happen when you mimic Christ and apply to us. Then we are declared just before God by God himself.
Amen. My brothers, can you please say a prayer for me? Because I'm in desperate need. I lost my wife. I'm a disabled man. My name is Arnold. I was wondering, I'm at my wit's end. Could you please pray that I need a new lady in the house, a maid, a good house cleaner who could take care of me? I don't have much money. My name is Arnold. I was wondering if you can pray for me now. Reach out there. Maybe somebody by the grace of God will hear you and get in touch with me. Can you please pray for a new maid for me?
Yes, we can, brother. We can do that. Mr. Arnold, that's what you said name is?
Yes, sir.
Sir.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Yeah, we can do that, sir. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace, Lord. We come in the most humble manner we know how. Lord, we just first come in, Lord, for forgiveness for any sins we have done, known and unknown sin, Lord. Lord, we come right now, standing in the gap with Brother Arnold, Lord. Lord, he's a disabled veteran, Lord, that who went out. And,
no, I was an actor. I was an actor, sir.
Lord, we just ask you to cover his heart right now, Father God, in his loss of his wife, Lord. He's needing someone like a caretaker, Lord, to help him, Lord, while he in a time of need right now. We ask you, Father God, to cover him, Lord. Father God, nothing but the support that what he needs, whether it's even taking out trash or maybe helping him move around, whatever it takes to help him get his strength in, Lord. But number one, Lord, cover his heart, Lord. That everything be done in your peace, Lord. That everything be done in your righteousness, Lord. Move anything if it's any deceitful there, Lord. But let your Holy Spirit move with your love, Lord. Touch him, Lord, from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, Lord. We know you're a healer, Lord. And we know you can move, Lord. So, Lord, we ask you to hear this prayer and grant us our peace, Lord. This we pray always in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. I pray to the Lord that if she's a maid, I need a maid, please.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
God hears the heart, my brother Arnold. He hears your heart, and we believe that whatever you desire from your heart, sincere, God will answer it. That's how we believe it, my brother. So wherever specified
you.
That you want a maid, caretaker, whatever how you want to do it, we just thank God for his mercy that he give you.
And pray that she be a attractive. So, you know, maybe we can fall in love because I'm single now.
Okay. Watch this, yeah. May God bless you and keep you. We had to move on to that, you know. Because I know that's probably going to lead to something else. So y'all keep Brother Arnold in prayer, y'all. Keep him in prayer for God's grace wisdom on that situation. Because he came in a little slick, a little way just then. But I just thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank him for the discernment. If you don't understand, just keep hanging on these blog talks. We get some of everybody to come through. To try to, you know, anytime you really, and I ain't talking about they don't never do it, but there's a lot of time that people come on that when God had did some and moved in the ministry, right? He didn't bless somebody hard, or maybe he didn't pull some sin out of somebody's life with the preach word or a song, and the adversary got to come. I think that's what Nutter was saying a while ago when he was saying about. That he tries to get in, he creeps in, and if he can get in, he'll do it so cunningly. So you got to watch it, you know. Talking about, they got a preacher on Facebook now, and they show them. You know, I don't know if it's act or what, but he grabbed the sister, but then showed them. I didn't see that poem, but I'm hearing that he put her out the church. You know, what I'm talking about, I'm telling you, Jesus have done it before. Jesus took the change makers. We call them merchants. You know, they was in the church selling in the church, and doves and pigeons, and they were selling them for high prices. And Jesus came in with a whip, and he whooped them out of the church. He wouldn't even let them go to the sanctuary. He let them go, had to go to the back way. And he said, "You coming in here and making my house?" What he said, "Real a dying of what?"
Thieves. Yeah,
but this
is
a, he said, "This is a house of prayer." You know what I'm talking about? So we have to be careful when people say, "Well, I want you should hang." Yeah, let me tell you something. When you allow a seed to get in, it's like an apple, right? And it's bad. If you let that bad apple get in, brother, nothing, it will spoil the whole bunch. You know, what beautiful lesson you've ever heard. This is not just because you heard it out of my mouth, but I believe we talked about salvation just then, and he has to disrupt it. You know, he has to do something to disrupt it. You know, he came in with them old funny numbers on his phone, so we put him on the back line, and he wanted to, he came with it, telling me, I need you to pray for me to get somebody to help me because I'm disabled. Then he went from disabled. Now he's talking about make sure she's cute and make sure she's attractive. You know, so he went somewhere else. Then, you know, we just see that what is that? A while ago we read a while ago that is the flesh lusting for something, and we're not going to pray for that. The devil is a lie.
Right.
Can I read that scripture one more time? You don't mind, Reverend?
Go ahead.
Read this scripture one time. Amongst whom also all have our conversation in time passed in the lust of our flesh. He said, fulfilling desire of the flesh and of the mind, whereby the nature of children of wrath, even as others. That's why I tell you, God, see, that's why you got to hear the word of God and let the word apply the word of God, and you know there's going to be some time, like Brother Nutt just said, he'll try to creep in. And he did. He tried to creep in, so we had to cut him off. He went from help to now he wants somebody looking good, man. He wants somebody to look attracted to him, you know what I'm talking about? Now he supposed to be moaning on his wife. Now he's trying to get another woman, you know what I'm talking about? So I want to tell you this here. When you're doing something for God, the devil, he's trying, man. He's busy, man. He's really busy. He don't want us talking about this. Matter of fact, he wants to hang up now so you can go watch this, Reverend. What did you do after the benediction?
Yeah.
What did you do after benediction? What did you do after the service? That's what he's going to look at. I heard a young man last night, man. I don't know. I'm going to do this here. I heard him last night. He's been saying it kind of often. And on another, hit that one button. Come open back up. Can you open yourself? Open back up. I want to say something right quick. I want to say this from last night. Hey, Brother Tim. I want to say this here. Brother Witt had been. Brother Wood has been saying this a lot.
Hello?
I'm not going to cuss. I'm not going to. Brother Wood kept saying, he kept saying this a lot. I'm not going to cuss. I'm not going to. Brother Tim, you hear me? Can you hear me? Brother Nutter, y'all hear me?
Yes, I can. Yes, sir. I'm waiting on you.
Yes, sir.
He's been saying a lot. I don't want to cuss. He's saying a lot, man. I remember the time And this say that y'all can help me with it. When I first started dealing with you guys, best fellowship we got, it was one guy came on. Why we got to stop cussing since he got on? I ain't going to put no name in that, but I know who it was. You know what I'm talking about? He used to drive a car for somebody, but I'm going to leave it there. So I started thinking about, I heard what it all, you know what I'm talking about? We can't force feed him. We're just going to give him a little bit, Brother D. Don't, you know, we're going to cut out. Now he didn't got into the service. Change came, Brother Tim. It have changed so much. Now he's trying to consider what he says out of his mouth. Even if he does make a mistake, even if he does do dusting, it's working, man. This thing is working, and it's turning him around. Anytime he's trying his best not to do it, he's not only knowing now, he knows God hears him. He has a conviction of God now. Now I got to get off this phone, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm going to have to let y'all take it over. I wanted to say this here before I leave, that I heard him last night, kept saying over and over. I don't know if he hung me up last night, but some kind of way I got put off the phone. I'm going to leave that alone, too, though, Brother Jim. But I heard him say this several times, man, before I got cut off. And he kept saying, I'm not cussing. There you go, hit the one button. I'm not cussing. I'm not cussing. Don't do me like that. I ain't cussing. Now watch this here, brother.
Found out Reverend Brad, I heard you say he cut me off. Now, don't do that. If you heard all that, you should look at me 5 or 6 times, call for you to hit the one button, too. Now, if you heard all that,
you know, I need to know what happened.
I asked you several times to hit the one button. But I know you be working.
You know what happened?
I had Brother Tim and Brother D answer for me. I was going to get Nutty in there, but I seen Nutty on there, but I didn't want to bother him. But no, man, like you said, man, I don't know what it is. Like, I didn't believe it. I didn't believe the stuff y'all was saying about the Holy Spirit to hit yourself. I don't know what be driving me to do what I be doing, but sometimes it just hit me to do what I be doing. So if I'm doing the right thing, I'm just glad that I'm doing the right thing and continue to hope I can do it better. That's all I can hope for.
Man, Tim can vouch for it. Nutty can vouch for it. Brother D can vouch for it. We are a living testimony of your change, man. I know you changed.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be like people want it, and the speed that they want it. Brother, you have changed. I'm telling you, you have changed. It's a right about
brother Eric, like y'all preach on what y'all preach on and how you do it, and y'all see what y'all doing. Me, I see what I was doing when I was saying don't both feed them and just give them a little bit at a time. I've seen it, believe it or not, even on those shows and all the rest of the shows. It's a bunch of people that start kind of coming on over. They don't want to be on the front line yet, but they coming on over slowly but surely now. They coming.
Yeah.
You're right. And I'm going to say this. I said I'm going to shut up because I'm in the middle of this job like me and Tim. I wanted to say this, Brother Eric. Come on with it,
though. I was always taught this from one of my deacons. He said, "Son, if you stay out in the rain, you're gonna stay soaking wet. But if you come in, I guarantee you, you stay in long enough, you'll dry off." And that's what. If you stay with God long enough, He'll change you. He'll guide you. He'll clean you up. And you just got to give him time because he knows exactly what it takes to get you through what you did. And I wanted to commend you the way you handled the guy. And when you dissect situations like that in our lives, when we start hearing you do teaching like that, then we'll do the same thing because we'll see that all of a sudden I need help, but then all of a sudden she got to be cute. And then maybe I can fall in love and all that. Well, yeah, he might not have meant it badly, but, you know, we have to be careful. We don't know what people may have hidden agendas. And so thank you so much for the way you handled that. If you're not condemning a person, then they may come back and say, no, I didn't mean it that way. I meant I'm lonely and I want some, you know, friendship or something in my life. You know, maybe he didn't. You know, so that's a good way of handling it, and I thought it was excellent. So thank you very much. I just wanted to say, come on in, and if you stay in long enough, I guarantee you, you're going to dry off. And that's what I see. Yes, that sir. Brother Dog, his performance, his belief, his faith, and the
thing,
steadfastness, because he could have gave up, but he didn't. And he kept on. And I know I was going to talk to Brother Dog about that, because even some of his closest associates have seen him and are changing, because, God, I see him working in their life, too. I do. So I just want to say thank you. That's it. Back to you.
Well, beautiful. Beautiful, man. Beautiful. I'm telling you, man, I've seen it, and I'm telling you, man, here lately, Brother Tim, more and more, he keeps saying it, man, I don't want to cuss, man. I don't want to cuss. And that's I'm going to say, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. That's what I'm hearing. And I believe Brother Reverend Henry, he's doing that, man. He's giving them strength. He's giving them strength. Because he's among, well, I was just saying, he's among, sometimes he can be kind of wild over there, you know what I mean? And I'm not saying these guys
are
love God, but, yeah, there you go.
Roughness.
Yeah, sometimes they can be kind
rough
of.
On you.
And I look at him.
Am I still over?
Yes, sir.
Brother Eric, am I still over?
Yes, sir.
I know you said you had to go, and I know how that gets when you got to go. But now, to me personally, now I was gonna hit the one run anyway, because I remember y'all saying God does not hear unsincere prayers. So, now that guy that came on and said he wanted a maid right there kind of throwed me the wrong way when he said maid, because if you was a disabled veteran and you wanted help, why would you just say a maid? Why wouldn't you just say, pray for me to have strength, pray for me to have whatever? When he said maid and everything, I don't believe he was sincere. I don't care how you say it. I don't think he was sincere. I'm going back on mute.
Yeah, it kind of ties up with that scripture. You know, he on right now, but I ain't going to open him. It kind of ties with that scripture, right? It ties with that scripture about the flesh, the lust of the flesh. You know what I'm talking about? And that's what the brother sees, like he has. You know what I'm talking about? Because if you want somebody to help you, it can be that I'm going to say this, and please don't misunderstand me. It can be the ugliest person in the world, no unattractive person in the world. If they sit and give you kindness to help you, to bandage you, to walk with you, to talk with you, I don't care how she look or he look, help me. You know what I'm talking about? So what you say, Reverend Henry? You said the other day, he said you be what did he say? When you see a stranger, it says what? Be aware you might be entertaining an angel. Yeah, you might be entertaining an angel.
Yeah,
you just don't know. Yeah,
yeah,
he doesn't ever know. Yeah. But then everybody ain't getting that teaching like you've been getting it, brother. You're getting a lot of it. You're gonna get it later on this evening. So you've been changed, brother.
Yes, sir.
You've been changed.
Hey, I've been doing some teaching myself.
Uh-oh. That's all right, man. I mean, that's what we do here, man. Here we go again, Doug. We earn, shop, and earn, man. Earn, shop, and earn. That's what we're doing right now. Brother D, I know you're long. What you got?
Oh, Lord. God is good.
Look who's
good.
Been
leaving for 30 minutes. I know that joke. I got a bone to pick with a man, brother. Never beat me down there. Amen.
Oh,
amen. Good morning, my brother. Good morning. Good morning.
God bless you, man.
Thanks be to God. The Lord has blessed us to come out, fellowship together again, and hear a great word. Sitting there listening, and I'm listening to my brother. You know, Brother Tim couldn't have put it better. And it showed. It's funny how Brother Tim said it, and Brother Dog is showing it. See, when we're a baby, and then we're not in, we're out, and then we become a baby. See, what happened is that the Lord gave it to me was that, you know, we'll stop thinking, and we're doing it. See, when we out there in that world, we think we're doing it. See, Brother Dog is starting to feed off the plate now, so he's starting to see that it's not me, it's the Lord. And see, the more we give to God, the more he'll give to me. The more I can remove myself and it just gives him more room to fill me up with him. I threw out a question last week. Brother Dog came back with an answer for me this week. So see, that's how we know the Lord is starting to move him. And like Brother says, you get, when you get in good teaching, that's when eyes sharpen eyes. Oh, thank God for Jesus. Even with the little situation this morning, my brother could have easily just shed it off because I thought it was one of them pranks from day one. But he said, no, we're going to work with it. Well, my brother gave him what he asked for. When he came back, he's able to see that this may go further than I want to let it go on the air, so we'll just shut it off right there. See, that's once you're on the end, instead of being out, that's God working in you. See, God, what I like about my dad is he'll show you things before. he'll show them to you before. Thank God. Thank God. I just love to tell God, thank you, brother. He'll show it to you. That's why I just love telling him thank you. And like my brother said, I want to invite you guys out. Those that's listening, we'd love to invite you over this evening to come in and fellowship again with him. He'll another great, I don't remember who's going to bring the word today. But one thing I do know, if it comes out
bring,
to 66.
I'm bringing it today. Brother Tim, bring it today. Lord, forgive me.
Amen.
I can't be on.
Yes, I know you would if you could. I know that. We know that if you could, you would be there. Yeah. But, you know, we have to go, what the Bible say? The Bible says a man that don't work, he's not worthy.
There you go.
He's
going to
eat.
There you go.
We know why. And we know why he can't, but we do know, we also know that every opportunity my brother get, he peeps his head in. And we just thank God for him. You know, we just thank God for him. We thank the Lord for the work that he's doing.
I'm telling you, the way we try to build the kingdom, right, is the love like we have right now. Brother Dog used to, I don't know how ignorant he used to be, but he ain't ignorant as he used to be. Brother Dean had to send Brother Dean to school too. Did you graduate yet?
and you know what, bro, it shows you how the Bible is always full of feeling. I told a young man this morning, a young man made a statement to me this morning. He says that he don't believe you have to whoop no child. And I said, well, according to the Bible says spare the rod, ruin the child. Mm-hmm. The Bible says beat the child for his shield will not die. And then I had to give him the best one I could find. He said that raise him in the way you would have him to go. So when we don't raise our kids and don't raise ourselves, when they go off and go astray, that's the way we want them to go. So, you know, you all take that and run with it, do what you can with it. And a few gathered, a few didn't. But that's how I just love the way God feeding us. That's why I used to tell my brother Tim, I said, Brother Tim, I just want to hear the word. I just want to hear the word. I can't think of nothing better than hearing the word of God. It is food to the soul.
Well, you know, what I love about it a lot, because when we get off the broad, the ministry, how about that?
Amen.
Everyday life, sometimes it might be a scripture. It might be a saying. Something might come up in our heart and mind. And help us in a time of need, man. It does.
Yes, it does. Yeah. So that's that arm of protection around you. You know, the Lord will put that hedge of protection around you, and you never know when. Somebody say, I don't know when. I don't know where.
God's gonna
do it. I don't even know how. but I know God's going to do it.
He's going to make a way.
Yeah, I try to live, but I know God's going to do it. Now, if you don't believe it, hey, Brother Henry, what are you doing, Brother Henry? He'll let your wife, you know why I know he'll do it, Brother Henry? He'll let your wife keep on cooking while he's shedding the gas off.
Mm-hmm.
He'll let her keep cooking in the name of Jesus. He'll let her keep cooking. I know he'll do it.
Y'all trying to start it all over again. You ever hear me trying to start
something? God is just
give that number. Let's give that number out, man, just in case. Let's give that number out, man, because I'm gonna sound like the most. You know, when you hear preachers say this all the time, it's gonna be my last time. don't charge it to us. Don't
last
charge it to us.
Your phone breaking up.
It's breaking up. Can you hear me? Brother, it might be him.
Can you hear me,
brother? Can you hear me, brother?
Yeah, I can hear you. I hear you clear. Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. Okay, look at this. 425.
There you go.
425-292-4212. 425-292-4212. Now, this is Eastern time. It's 6, right? Central time is 5.
Is it my phone or Brother Eric's phone is messing up? His phone is messing up.
I hear him clear. I can hear him clear.
Huh.
I mean, I can repeat it. I heard him clear as a bell.
Can you hear me? What about you, Brother Tim? Can y'all hear me?
Yes, I'm chopping. I hear you.
Yeah, I hear you clear.
It's chopping? Okay.
No, you clear the bell with me. You clear the bell.
Okay, we I'm gonna do like this. We call it prayer hour, right? But it's more than even just prayer. We call that hour is whatever God put in the heart of the speaker, it touch your heart, and it touch your heart that you either get closer or come to know Him. You know, you can get to that. You know, because the Bible said the heart of it is plenty. But the labels are free.
But the labels.
So
I see.
So we're trying to labor. We're trying to labor, that's all.
Yes, sir.
We're trying to labor. Yeah. And I'm going to do this here, Reverend.
They ain't going to believe this, Reverend. Don't let your labor be in vain. It don't have to be in vain.
Reverend Henry, brothers and sisters, you ain't going to believe this one. Hey, Martha, no, y'all. Y'all ain't going to believe this one. I can't get it out of good. I'm going to leave it alone, man.
That kid couldn't get that one out. Good God Almighty. Oh, man. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord is good. Remember, our brother be having to go, bro. Be trying to work and convey God's word to man. Now, I say again, the Bible says if you don't work, you truly don't eat. As a man, that is your job. So we know you have to go. But when you love the Lord, and it is very easy to see, it shows in your walk, it shows in your talk. And that's why it'd be so hard for him to leave and go do what he's supposed to do, because you're talking about something that you just love to do. You know, when you love God, all it takes, I had a young man, he's deceased now, but a young man used to come by my garage, myself and my pops would be in the garage, and all it would take was one verse. It could be the smallest verse in the book, but that's all it took. And there we go, hours at a time, talking about the man called Jesus. Why? Because you love the Lord. You don't like him. You love the word of God. What is the word? Jesus. So when you love him, it makes it easy for you to talk about it. It makes it easy for you to start a conversation about him. Yeah. You'll be talking about apples and oranges. The next thing you know, somebody will say, well, you know, open the book of Hebrew, I understood that. Here we go. And that's why it'd be so hard to leave. It really do. I swear it do. when you love the Lord.
Bless you. Amen. Amen. We got some golden nuggets here. I'll read them and we'll pray and thank God for his service on today.
Amen.
Connecting the dots. God bless you. And Martha, connecting the dots. Jesus laid down his life to show his love for us. He connected the dots that way. How he connected them when he laid down his life. When he made that sacrifice. When he took our hands and connected them to God's hands. That's how he connected the dots for us. Those that believe and confess in him. Oh, praise the Lord. Luke 24, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself. Luke 24 and 27, God bless you. You see, suddenly a man that did not recognize was walking alone. After showing an interest in the conversation, he helped them connect the dots of the sufferings and death of their long-awaited Messiah. Later, while he had eaten a meal with them, oh, praise the Lord, Jesus let them recognize him and he that left a, praise the Lord, miraculous as he came. Oh, hallelujah. You see, when God loves you, when his love is...
Come on now.
He connects the dots. See, he looked at
the
faults and he sees what we need.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
See, because if he looked at us according to our faults, justice would have to prevail. But I'm so glad he looks at us through the eyes of mercy and grace. So when we deserve justice, he allowed the mercy to rain upon us. That's why he let it be penned in the scripture, for the wages of sin is death. we're deserving of it. But here comes mercy and grace starts to cover that thing. Just like by grace, through faith. But grace and mercy, grace unmerited favor and mercy for him to, instead of giving justice, he gives mercy. Hallelujah. Instead of beating, he shows his unmerited favor and his love that covers, keeps us.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, he will.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Thank God.
But God.
Yes.
Just like our lesson on it. But God, who is rich.
My God. My God. Yes, he is.
He is rich in mercy. See, others want to look at what you have done. They want to see how you are, just like that adversary that's standing before the throne right now. Every mistake, he's trying to bring it up. But his mercy and his grace, because God knows we are a few of his handmaids, servants that are trying. We're just trying to do our best. Sometimes we pass a test, sometimes we fail the test, but we still get up and we're trying. We're reaching towards the mark of the high calling that's in Christ Jesus. So we just, when we realize we messed up, we ask for forgiveness, or when we have come to our senses, hallelujah. When God touches our heart and inspired our heart, he blesses us to fix it. Praise God.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Thank you, Lord, for that connecting the dots. And also, he says in, let's finish the race. Let's finish the race.
Yes.
We need each other to get where God wants us to go. We need each other.
Yes.
See, when our iron sharpens, iron sharpens the countenance of our friends. So when we need each other, meaning, hoping, trusting, and depending upon others to pray for one another, to encourage one another, to help one another with understanding, oh, hallelujah, with wisdom, with knowledge, and how to apply it, that it may, we realize that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. So we're all lovers of the Lord. You know, when I find that something. Oh, hallelujah. When I see a blessing or I know something that will may bless somebody else, I share it. Hallelujah. You know, somebody might need to hear the word that they've heard over and over again, but sometimes trials and tribulations or hurt and pain will cause you to be discouraged. But just to hear a voice, someone tell you, everything's going to be all right. Just like Brother D quoted that song earlier, I don't know how.
I don't know God, me.
Gonna.
God's going to fix it. He's going to fix it. He's going to do it.
And I don't know
all I know is he's going to do it.
Fix it.
Fix it.
But all I know, God's going to make a way for me. So then I, in advance, I just tell him thank you for the victory.
Tell him thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank God today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to pray and just thank God. Thank God for what he has done, what we have experienced, and keep on loving each other the way God would love us. Keep on encouraging one another how God has encouraged us all. Oh, hallelujah. And bless us not to so much always look on fault, but ask God mercy and his grace to help us along the way, because none of us can match up until the great cornerstone. We want to align ourselves with anybody, align ourselves with Jesus and see, oh, hallelujah, just what much more we need of him, hallelujah, that we may be like him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you. As we pray, Father God in heaven, Father, we thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you for this lesson on today. Help us, Father, hallelujah, to be continued doers of thy word, Father. If we fall short, help us, Father. When we fall down, lift us up. When we're wounded, heal us, Father. When we need our strength, give us strength, Father. Give us for all sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. And thank you, Father God, for a heart that wants to please thee, a heart that wants to do better, a heart that wants more of you, a heart that wants to walk closer to you, Father. We thank you. We thank you, and we love you. Thank you for this opportunity that you've given us again. So, oh, Father God, let the word be renewed in us, and the seed may be planted within us, hallelujah, and water and nourishment has been given to what is planted already. So we say thank you. In Jesus' name, thank you for the message, the messenger, and all those that came in and played a part to make this service to be just what you have it to be. In Jesus' name, continue to go with us and stand by us, protect us, keep us, Father God, and bless us to be wanting you more in us. And remove that, the folly, the evil that will cause us to be separated from you, Father. But, oh, cling. Bless us to cling more to thee. Jesus' name is our prayer. We thank you, Lord, for it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me through. Create me a clean. Watch me through and through. Just create in me a clean.
Come on.
Oh, if you let it, he can.
over.